Okay, this is a 9 a.m. work session on 19 February on Clark County's Sustainable Forestry Program.
See the screen.
Yes, I am.
Pretty good.
Yeah, the numbers are moving, so.
Come join us. We're not going to light up that easy. You should sit at the table.
Okay, ready, set, go.
I'm ready, set, go.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mark, I'm not Ben, Director of the Department of Environmental Services. We have the responsibility for the county forester and our forestation programs, including sustainable forestry and our certifications. As you know, we've been successful out at Camp Bonneville with our forestry operations, and we're hoping to be able to extend those to some other properties that the county owns and will soon own. With me today is the director of our division responsible for this area, and that's Kevin Tyler, and our county forester, who you all know, Jim Vandeling. So I'm going to turn it over to Kevin to start the presentation. Jim is here to answer questions that you might have. It's a brief presentation. Our goal is to bring you up to speed on what we're doing, what we've done, and what we plan to do, and then answer any questions that you may have. Kevin?
Thank you, Don. Good morning, Kevin Tyler, Environmental Services. And today we're going to talk about the Sustainable Forestry Program. Don kind of gave you a little introduction, so I'll just jump right into it. I wanted to give you a background on what's been happening at Camp Bonneville, just to get everybody up to speed. So since we began the program in late 2011, beginning 2012, we certified over 1,800 acres of Camp Bonneville with dual certification in the Washington Tree Farmers Sustainable Forestry Initiative and the Forest Stewardship Council. Thinning operations have been underway on more than 300 acres, and targeting 10 to 40% of the stand cover in those stands. We have generated about $1.5 million in net operating revenue for Camp Bonneville, and that doesn't include, we've already replaced three bridges out there. Jim's done quite a bit of work on the road system, and we've done controlling noxious weeds and providing the camp with some needed equipment, a tractor, this last year. And then we've also been able to provide jobs in Clark County. So you see the last bullet there. We've created an average of 5 family wage jobs throughout the course of last year. So at any one time, we had between 1 and 30 people working out there doing the thinning operations.
I'm curious, that thinning operation, is that something where we bring in private service providers for that?
Yes, that's correct.
When you say we certify, there's really two things going on at that Camp Bonneville that I know about. One is the cleanup of the munitions.
Correct.
The other is the forestry operations. The certification that you're speaking of only has to do with the forestry operations, right?
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. There's
any of this talk today, work session, having anything to do with the cleanup that's going on out there?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Let me just jump in and also add that all of the jobbers, whether they're truck drivers or cutters or heavy equipment operators, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, but it's my understanding that all of those bids and all of those jobs have been local, county-owned, local Clark County folks.
Great.
And so we have, over this period of time, I think we've, I think it's about $750,000 in 2013, over $750,000 into payrolls, local payrolls. So I think it's important that the county, you know, take pride in the fact that they've pumped $750,000 into local families and local payrolls here. At the same time, have improved our forests. So it's kind of a win-win, really, for everybody.
And that revenue, I assume that there's timber that's being harvested there, and we're selling that timber, and all of that money is just simply feeding back into the forestry operations there. So there's no net revenue coming out of this operation, right? It's just
No, there's net revenue, but it goes into a protected account for infrastructure improvements at Camp Bonneville. So the $750 in payroll, that's what the, you know, the guys that do the work get paid. In addition to that, you said there's one point, what was the number?
Yeah, the fund balance, and Tom can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's about $1.5 million.
And that's in net, that's essentially net revenue that is set aside there, and hopefully we'll be able to use that money to rebuild some of those buildings, replace some of the infrastructure out there at Camp Bonneville.
So all of that is either currently, all the revenue is either currently being spent on operations, or it's being put into a reserve account for future improvements. And is there something that designates that those funds to say that can only be used for Camp Bonneville improvements?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's in our agreement with the United States Army.
Okay.
We have an agreement with the Army, and when we took over that land, they're providing money for the cleanup. And the money that are that is generated, they wanted to make sure that that was also reserved for improvements at the camp. So our current agreement with them keeps that net revenue for use on site.
If I understand correctly, the other public lands are outside of Camp Bonneville. When that timber gets harvested, the net revenue from that funds schools, and we get some
only if it stays at DNR. If it's our land, then that money will become available for general fund use on our property.
Does any of the sustainable forestry operations refer to county-owned land, and that brings net revenue to the general fund? So is that part
of that's what we'll get to. Okay. Yeah. So I wanted to give you an idea of what sustainable forestry means, and the objectives of it basically are to improve forest health and increase timber productivity on the site. And we accomplish those with what we call a lead by example approach. Jim uses a structure-based forest management, which is basically the camps divided into timber stands, and we thin those stands on a rotational, recurring basis. I think we're in unit 4 right now, and you said we won't go back into that unit for another 10 years or more. But so we systematically go through the camp and improve the health of the forest by removing timber so that the trees that are that remain, the healthy ones that we want to target, can maximize their growth potential. So we're not in the business of clear cutting. We're not in the business of maximizing profit. We're in the business of maximizing forest health. And while we're at it, we'll realize a little bit of revenue for Camp Bonneville and possibly the county on other properties.
When we first took over the camp, the growth was estimated to be about 1% per year, which is not healthy at all for a forest. Now in the areas where we've done our thinning, Jim estimates the growth there is returned to a healthy 7 to 8%. Is that about right, Jim?
Well, it will within 3 to 4 years. But the first indicators where we've been is that we're getting growth back in the crowns, which is where we want to see it initially. And that is, we'll probably see our first incremental growth when we take our measurements again late this fall.
Okay. So the sustainable forestry definition was a goal to maximize the health of the timber.
Right. And what Don was talking about here is if you have a forest, and I think Jim plugged in, assuming Camp Bonneville is worth $55 million, all the standing timber. If we look at the growth rate of what it's doing out there now without any timber any thinning, we get 9% roughly over the course of the last, 15 years? Whereas with our thinning operations, the goal is eventually to get the stand to be growing back at 6.5%. And that's the return on investment that we're talking about. Uh, The certification process is kind of lengthy, I would say, 6 to 9 months, give or take. We provide the Stewardship Council and the Sustainable Forestry Initiative with some application materials, including a forest stewardship plan, which defines what, where, when, and how you're going to do the thinning operations at various properties. The benefits of this dual certification is the county's the first in the state to do something like this, so others are looking at us. Jim mentioned the other day that King County is going to do something like this. Cowlitz County is now talking about it. Jim, what else have you heard over the last year and a half?
Well, Multnomah County's on this route right now. City of Astoria has just recently become dual certified. A lot of these other jurisdictions are using our temporary management plan template as kind of a guide to get them started towards the same goals that we're trying to accomplish here.
It's really surprising. Clark County being the first in the state to be dual certified, and yet we're such a populous county. How in the world would those other counties, for instance, Mania County, that's almost all gender, I would think they would be blazing the trail way ahead of us. How did we ever?
We got Jim. Yeah.
Well, there are other ways to cut timber. I mean, you know, some counties use a clear cut method. There's many ways to do it. We've chosen to do it an environmentally responsible way by being certified and doing thinning on a select basis, as was described to you, with the number one goal being not revenue, okay, but the number one goal being sustaining the forest. You know, the health of the forest is the goal with these certifications. So there may be other counties cutting timber, but they're not doing it on this kind of a template.
Well, actually, I'm thinking bigger picture. I assume that we can achieve that because this is under county stewardship.
That's right.
In contrast to like Skamania County, there it's either federal owned or state owned, and so therefore it's not really under the jurisdiction, the stewardship
right.
of the county.
Correct.
And their goals are not our goals, right?
That's
they're not
right.
trying to maximize the growth or the health of their forest. They're just
there's two different schools of thought that we're talking about here that we're really not mentioning. And one is the school of U-Page management, which is basically the industrial way adopted by most west side timber companies. And the theory behind U-Page management is that it yields positive revenue in a faster cycle. However, what you usually end up with BMH management are monocultures, single species monocultures with canopies that are all perfectly single canopy layers. BMH management, on the other hand, is quite different. I espouse that you can turn the same positive net operating revenue the same way at the same levels. However, it's going to take a different form. And so your product diversity is going to be a lot wider than U-Page management. And you're going to end up with multiple stage, multiple canopy stands. And so that's something that really helps accommodate the wildlife element of any management strategy. And that's where structure-based management comes in.
So basically part of this sustainability program for us has to do with not just the maximum growth of a high-yield timber, but it has to do with the maximum diversity for wildlife and for kind of trees growing forest.
Water quality and
all that.
It's all actually singled out individually in the elements in the plan. And the Camp Bonneville plan was just recently updated, and I think we're about ready to put that on our website. just went through the added acres to bring us up over 1,800 here towards the end of last year. And so the plan was updated accordingly. And so that is going to be on our site if it's not already there.
So the sustainability plan that defines the recipe and the processes you go through, is that something that you, or should I say we, as a county, have defined, or is this like a state standard we're trying to follow?
I believe for FSC, it's an international organization, Jim, and there are certain criteria that you have to comply with in order to be certified.
And you're asking the question in essence, and yes, and the question would be, why get certified? And the answer to that is quite simple, and it's for us to be able to show as a leader in land ownership values that we are attaining the highest level of sustainability as dictated by international protocol. And there's the Amsterdam Agreement, there's the Montreal Protocol, and that is one of the reasons that we're dual certified, because the Forest Stewardship Council endorses both of those. The Sustainable Forestry Initiative is a must. In other words, we cannot market any of our small blocks that we're thinning right now to Pacific Northwest Mills without being certified on the Sustainable Forestry Initiative. They're very close. The two programs are very close in principles and standards. In fact, if you put them side by side, you would have a hard time differentiating between the two, but there are differences, although minor in scope.
So if we follow those standards, they find the criteria, the processes, the standards, that's recipe for success, and that's
correct.
Yes. But whoever does that is going to end up with good results like you're proving here.
Yeah. Okay. That's why it took us so long to get the first plan out the door. It actually took us 2.5 years. But what we wanted to do when we were writing that plan was to create a template that we can apply systematically to other county resource lands. And so it's also become a template for other municipalities by some.
So that, I think that takes us to where we're going in the future, or where we'd like to go with your guidance. So we've been talking about several properties. Green Mountain is one of them, owned by the county. Spud Mountain is another one that is in is currently owned by the Department of Natural Resources and is in the Trust Land Transfer Program, and it looks very promising that it's going to come the county's way in the very near future. Obviously, continue with Camp Bonneville implementation, and then we saw you a couple months ago about Camp Hope. And the hazard tree removal there, but also that there's a forest stewardship plan for Camp Hope that we will pursue implementing that as well in the future.
Yeah. And those, if I understand correctly, the thinning operations for Camp Hope, we somehow, for reasons unknown, held up that process and finally broke it loose, and now you're back on track.
That's
I
correct.
I think that there's no other parcels, no other areas of forestry within Clark County that is being held up for waiting for commissioners to do something, right? You're free to do what would be best.
We're here today to talk to you about what we'd like to do with our next steps, and that's.
I have one question. I might. We acquired a new park in the state of Washington, and it's 80 acres of old growth. I have visited it on a couple of occasions. It used to be a campground.
The Woodland Campground?
Yeah, the one up there in Woodland. Have we looked at that? I've had several people want us to make it available to the public, special groups and whatnot. I didn't know if it was safe to do that or if you had the opportunity or the time to evaluate it.
Have you been up there to look at it?
It's not on my radar right now. We basically started this program with one primary thing in mind in we go back to that one particular slide with the graph, I can explain this very easily. We started with the thought that we were going to have to do a lot of major rehabilitation, and we still are. That graph that you see there, there's two lines. I actually inventoried all the Campana built in 1998. They broke the measurement plots, and the plots, most of which are still there. And I was measuring at that time 7% growth. And that was on 2,200 acres. We now have almost 4,000 acres up there. And the total valuation on that 2,200 acres at that time was about $50 million. 60 is what that is saying there. Now, if we had been able to manage that in the way that we're managing the stands out there right now, the curve that you see, the upper curve, is where that growth would have taken me to the present day, about $150 million. Rather than implementing the plan as we had provided to the commissioners in 1998, and brought those management strategies to bear, we would have had that result. However, they chose to do nothing, even though we had a window of opportunity with the U.S. Army to do something. So the end result was a stagnant 0.9% growth overall on all of the management.
So that's us on the lower line today.
Yeah.
The difference between the upper line and the lower line is the difference between managed and unmanaged on that one piece of land.
We will add your woodland request to our list, and we will check it out.
Appreciate it.
So just to give you an idea of where these properties are, if you aren't, obviously Camp Bonneville, and then Spud Mountain is, how many acres is that? 160 acres immediately east of Camp Bonneville. And then Green Mountain to the, surrounded by green there, is the other property. And, that's probably around 360 acres.
I have a question. The limits came up for you, is it just south of that Camargo?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the area that we're considering, the green spot, area 14 out there, for minerals, does that in any way encroach on Camargo?
No. Those areas have been entirely removed from that particular mineral.
Okay. So there's nothing covering Camp Bonneville with the overlay?
No.
Well, when you say withdrawn, there is the original green spot on the map. The Planning Commission took the green spot off. The original green spot that was there, was there some overlap?
Initially parts of Camp Bonneville. Basically, everything east of Blackman Street was in that mineral overlay initially, but that was removed. Actually, it was removed before it even got to the Planning Commission, I believe. If you talk to Oliver, the sequence of events of that happened.
In other words, the green that originally went to, that was on the map that went to the Planning Commission, was already reduced.
Redacted.
Okay.
Yes.
So, next steps, basically, we want to pursue the certification process on Green Mountain. Start with that one. Jim would like to hire a consultant to help him develop the stewardship plan, similar to what we did with Camp Bonneville and with Camp Hope. And
that's using revenues from Camp Bonneville?
Actually, no, that would be using the $150,000 that we put in the supplemental in the 2013 readopt.
Yeah.
Where is that money coming from?
That is general fund.
It's seed money to get the operation cranked up and running. So the general fund will get that revenue back.
Right.
And then some.
Is there the reserve that we were talking about earlier?
The reserve is in Camp Bonneville, and it can only be used at Camp Bonneville.
Isn't this consultant going to be spending some of that work for Camp Bottom?
Yeah, well, we are going to certify additional properties on or additional portions of Camp Bonneville. So it'll be two sort of separate actions, and we keep the Camp Bonneville completely separate because it's its own fund now, and that money's tied up because of the Army agreement.
So even the stewardship, bringing in a consultant to maximize the stewardship of Camp Bonneville, even those expenditure of funds are not.
No, they are available to pay for that. They're just not available to pay for any work on Green Mountain or other properties outside of Camp Bonneville.
So we'll keep those.
I'm
thinking if that portion that are in Camp Bonneville, if that consultant does work in Camp Bonneville,
yes.
Then you would split it and say that portion is paid for with Camp Bonneville funds instead of general funds.
Right, that's correct.
And you're exactly doing that?
Yes. Yeah. And
we're going to spare the general fund as much as we can and still maintain our agreement and promise to the Army. So
let me say one other thing.
Yeah.
When we made that request for the 150,000, approximately 100,000 of that was earmarked for infrastructure improvement just to get into Green Mountain. Since then, we've been having very good conversations with the DNR, and there is an 80-acre piece southeast touching Green Mountain where there are primary access right down there. That 80
this
acre
this
piece.
Guy right here.
Yeah, that one there. That has got
good access. Is that so, again?
That's the belonging to our
it's,
natural
it's owned by DNR, yeah.
We're going to be able to get a very inexpensive load-use agreement on over that particular haul route to get into Green Mountain. And that is going to be a fraction of what $100,000 was initially meant to be going out of the north end. Getting back up onto the county road. So we basically saved $90,000 of that 150 right now.
Great. Jim's been working real hard with DNR
yeah.
to get access through that area to save that money.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to work. So.
Right. So as we move through the certification process this year, our target was that schedule I showed you earlier. We're looking to get the plans developed and submitted for certification and hopefully wrap that up by this fall and be able to start work on Green Mountain this year. Depending on how long things take with these two independent councils that have to review our stuff, we may not get to actually harvesting timber this year. So there's a chance that there will be some general fund expenditures with that revenue not coming in yet, and that would roll over into 2015, 2016. So it depends on how quickly we can get this going and how well the certification process goes. But I just wanted you to know that there is that possibility.
Just timing.
Yes.
Potential.
I'm a little bit concerned. The request would be, I would like to see the certification and the harvesting done possibly before we can't do it, before we can't get in there. This year,
right?
We're headed that direction.
My concern was the right. general fund were very very tight.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and it's kind of like the way we started with Camp Bonneville. We did borrow $57,000 from the county general fund to get that whole program going. And when we first started, we started at the front end, and we knew we were going to have to build a road. And so we started at the front end, and we cash flowed our way into that road construction. So we had a good positive revenue flow by the time, and the first paycheck we got, we paid off that $57,000 debt to the general fund. That's the first check we wrote.
You need more, but Colleen's got money.
I've got to sell them.
So the last thing I would say is as we move through the certification process, we get to the point where we have a plan that's been approved, certified by those councils. That's the point when we'll come back to you in consent to either ask for Mark's or Don's authority to sign contracts for logging and ask you to surplus, you know, officially surplus the timber so that we can put it out to sale to the bids, bid to the mills. So you'll see us again before we take any formal action, aside from developing these plans that we talked about. Okay.
So if I understand correctly, we already put aside $150,000 in the budget from the general fund for sustainable forestry expenditures.
Correct.
And this is the necessary investment to build the road in there, to be able to get it certified so that then we can be a long-term better steward, and that's going to yield timber revenues that will...
Correct.
That's correct.
Any idea about when will
it'll be before the end of this calendar year? And I can show you that.
Before the end
of so basically, that we know that we've already saved $90,000 in road expense because we're doing that through a temporary use agreement with the DNR. The second part is that we know we have got to work on 95 acres of overstock, which that should have been probably 14, 15 years ago. And so that basically it was on DNR surplus list back at that time. And so they weren't going to be doing anything with it. And so now it's up to us to bring those stands back in some rehabilitative fashion. And so we will be doing part of that, and we will be repaying that general fund loan, per se, before the end of the calendar year, and we will be getting positive cash flow by year end.
So you're looking for a head nod from us today to be able to say yes?
Our plan is to move forward with the certification, the dual certification, not only with Green Mountain, but on the additional pieces at Camp Hope, because there's more there as well. And we will come back with public hearing on those pieces as we move forward.
Great job. That's it. Let us know if you have any questions along the way.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.